So with Hashem, talk about Benishli Ishto, about Shalom Bais, Halachos of Shalom Bais. But whatever we say now is very good, very nice. Don't forget there's Gan Hashalom above all of this. So we'll talk simple Halacha. גדול שלום שבין איש לאשתו לאישה ואיש אישה זכו לשלום בעולם שכינה ביניהם. The highest thing is Shalom Bais. We know that the only place where the Torah tells you to erase Hashem's name is for Shalom Bais. They erase Hashem's name by Sota. Okay? It's the only time where you're allowed to erase Hashem's name. So you see how big Shalom is between a man and his husband and wife. And also that it says in the Gemara that the Shechina dwells in the house when there's Shalom. So before you open your mouth at home, always think twice, am I going to kick out the Shechina right now from the house? Let it stay. Even if you're right. Says also, the one Sanhedrin says, "Aoevet ishto ki gufo, mechavda yoter megufo, alav haketuv omer, v'yadata ki shalom be'olecha." Someone loves his wife like his own body, and he respects her more than he respects his own body, his own himself. And then the pasuk says, "Then you know you have shalom bayis." Okay, how do you respect your wife? And the Gemara says mechabed. It's referring to buying her nice clothing and buying her tachshitim. And even if he doesn't have, he could say, "When I have, I'll buy you everything. I'll buy you an airplane. I'll buy you this. I'll buy you that." It works. That kol ha'mesim shalom b'toch b'ito. מעלה עליו הכתוב, כאילו מושים שלום בישראל לכל אחד ואחד. שלום זה השם זנה. So anyone who puts Hashem, שלום in his house, it says in הגמרא, מעלה עליו הכתוב, it's as if you put שלום on all the Jews. Put שלום in your house, you bring them up to the out of Am Yisrael. Your own שלום בייס, unbelievable. וחובה תמידית לבקש את השלום, לרדוף אחרי השלום. Right? There's a חובה תמידית, and always obligation, how do you say that? תמיד. Yeah? To always seek for the peace, and run after the peace, and have peace, and to always be shalom between people. And that's what הקדוש ברוך הוא said, לא מצא הקדוש ברוך הוא כלי מחזיק ברכה לישראל, אלא שלום. הקדוש ברוך הוא didn't find another vessel which can contain ברכה for Am Yisrael besides peace. Peace is the biggest kli to have shefa. As a bracha, so when Avrichim told me what's bracha, is when everything is multiplying more and more multiplies. Okay? So you want to have more and more of good shalom in your house. Yeah, it's worth a lot. The basis, the base and the foundation of Shalom Bais is keeping Torah mitzvahs, especially Tara. Okay? Without that, what are you basing the house on? Some attraction. Two babies, three babies, gamalma. Right? It doesn't look anymore like she looked when you first got married. So you lose interest. He based it on that, so then we can say goodbye to the house. If we base our relationships, our kesha between ourselves and our wives on inyanim shebakdusha, on ruchaniyut and spirituality, so then that's a good base for shalom bais. Then everything else already along with. Okay. דרך ישרה ומעולה, שיהיו בני הזוג מתנהגים בביתם לפנים משורת הדין, ולא ידקדקו זה עם זה כחוט השערה, ומידה כנגד מידה, אף מן השמיים הם מדקדקים מהם כל על עונש עבירה, ושמעביר המיותם עבירים על כל פשעה. The normal way, a husband and wife should act at home, is you don't be particular at every little thing. No, why did you do this? Why did you do that? No, how much? I saw Rav Avadia said, I saw him, he wrote, a certain husband, he comes home, his wife, she made fish. She serves the fish. Shabbos table. Where'd you buy the fish? That's right. How much did it cost you, a kilo? He said, what? Why'd you buy it there? You should have bought another plate. Come on, like destroy the Shabbos table, destroy the stone. Buy, he's tried everything. What's it? Rav Avadia says tipesh, that's what he writes there. Tipesh, the bar tipesh, that's a fool. A fool who says, Mali, now, this is the time, Shabbos table. It's never the time, so you bought it already. What are you going to do with the money anyways? So it's gone, the money's gone. Tipesh, think twice before you talk. Okay, not to be particular in things. And if there is something big that bothers the husband, the wife, so there's a way you talk about things, sort things out. You come to the conversation with the will to compromise. Yes, how would you want it to be? Let's see how we could do it. Yeah, you come in that way, so then obviously things go smooth, and if not, so. It says also, it's worth it. Why? It says, Kol ha-ma'avir ha-midotav, ma'avirim ha-kol pshav. Someone who ma'avir ha-midotav is not particular. Why did you do this? So from Shamayim, they're not particular about his averus either. They wait for him until there's tshuva. They don't do it. It's worth it. Le'olam alati ladam ema itera b'toch b'to. Gemara in Gittin says, person should never put ema itera, extra fear in his house. People, his wife will be afraid from him. Right? She's scared. What do you do? What do you say? She's scared. I don't know what he's going to do, what he's going to say, he's going to be afraid. Why, what would happen? A lot of bad things would happen. For example, let's say he's a Michigan husband, and she didn't manage to go to the mikvah, and she didn't manage to prepare well for the mikvah, let's say. And now he told her, if she knows that he's going to be there, so she goes right away to the mikvah without preparing or anything. So I know, but the avad, the olev, but why is it called? Why? Because he's like that. Be calm, have to be good people. Kol Agua. So again, if you learn Gana Shalom, all these halachas, it's sad that we're some halachas. If you learn Gana Shalom, like Avah, we said about Shmira Salashon. Shmira Salashon is amazing, you must learn it. Right? What could you say, what you can't say? But someone has the moon that just doesn't say, what does he even talk about the other? Higher than that, it's learning the halachas of Shmiras Halashon. Learn halachas. Sometimes you have to know what to say. Sometimes you have these bad things you have to say, and you have to say them. Someone asks you about the shidduch. You don't know the halachas. What are you allowed to answer? What are you not allowed to answer? Okay. Or if your wife starts telling you stories now about the neighbors and about who knows what. So a person has to know the halachas, what he's listening to and how he can do it and everything. But speak lashana. Someone has a muna, you have nothing to speak about. It's the same thing with the Shalom Bayis. Someone has a muna, and he doesn't get a Shalom, and he doesn't get a Shalom, what says get a Shalom? These halachot are important, but חובה על האדם להיזהר ביותר שלא לצער את אשתו. Person is obligated very much not to make his wife feel sorry. Because it's very easy to make her feel bad. Okay. And you get punished, as we know the story in the Gemara. The story in the Gemara that there was a certain Amora that used to come home only once a year, Erev Kippur. And then one year he forgot, and one tear fell out of her eye. And he said he was sitting on top or something, and the whole thing collapsed, and he died. even though now she's a widow and she has to cry a lot more, still you see the power. You can't make your wife feel bad. You should put it off her. All the bracha in the person's house is because of his wife, if you want to say, right? The bracha. The person has to, the zaracha, he has to eat and drink less than what he has, and to wear what he has. But to respect his wife and his children with more than what he has. So it's written by the you talk with your wife softly, the woman. The Chazanish says, person shouldn't talk with his wife in the third person, like, oh, I respect you so much. What does the mister say today? It's not mechuban. Talk in first person. That's how you respect it. Like we said about parents also. Right? Usually parents want you to talk in first person. In first person, the brothers want you to talk in first person, they feel more close to you. Okay. Tough. Now we'll learn what the woman also, some of the women would need to do, but it's not for you, okay? Don't listen. Tzivu chachamim. Chachamim commanded, ordered. Kmo chen ala isha shtiye mechaibedet bala biyoter mida. A person has to respect her husband very much. V'ya aleha mora mimenu. She should have mora. It's not fear like he's going to hit her. More like, oh, right. Respect his word. V'taseh kol ma'aseh al piv. All of her deeds she should do like he asked. V'ya b'enei ha'kasher. I'm sorry. Kesar or melech. Na'alech v'tarat limo. Like a king, like a minister. Right? If she knows he doesn't like something, she should move that away. If she knows he likes something else, she should make that food, whatever it is. And that's not of Bnei Yisrael, Kedoshim HaTeurim Zivugam. That's the way of Am Yisrael. Okay? So if everyone respects each other, go to Seder. But the Ikar is the husband's job, as we saw by Rav Arush. Can according to the Arizal, your wife is your mirror. So in Bayot, go work, go to the field and scream. I call you a besedah. And also, like Rav Dror said, it's very important. I never mentioned this, but it's so true because I used to do that also. He said in the Shira on Wednesday. I don't know if I translated this when he said that he said he had problems with Shalom Bayis in the beginning. What problems did he have? Not that he was doing anything bad, but he couldn't make his wife happy. He didn't know how to make her happy. She was always upset, this and that. He said it in public, so I could say it also. So he went to Rav Arush. He said, Rav, what do I do? So the Rav told him, do what I do. So what do you do? So I go to the field and say, Hashem, I can make her happy. You make her happy. So I said, Rav told him, that's what I did. And it worked. And I just used to do that. I didn't hear from Rav Arush. I just figured that out. I figured out that's what I have to do, and Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave me the wisdom for that. And I used to scream for hours in the field, tell you the truth. Hashem, make my wife happy. You know, you brought her to me, you make her happy. Well, I don't know what to do. That's how a person has to be. And besides, when you daven for someone, Rabbeinu says, it makes the other person love you. Right, so if someone has problems with somebody, he's down for his wife, and she'll be happy, and then she'll find her job that she wants, and da, da, da. She'll easy for her with the kids, everything. Easy pregnancies, easy births, easy everything. And then when he davens for someone, the person loves him, so that's a part of it, that's worth it.
Whenever I say the wrong thing, my wife says, what did they teach you in yeshiva? Tell me about that.
But she knows what we say here?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
She has an idea, plus she goes online and watches things.
I give up.
She's learned stuff.
That's why you shouldn't have
been doing it. What do you learn in yeshiva? Tell me about it. Is this what you... Do they teach you this? This is how you're supposed to be with your wife?
That's how Rav Amos writes on Gan HaShalom, that a woman is not allowed to read it because they'll use it against you.
Everything is recorded. And I seldom take stuff out.
So, if there's a machlok, you know, husband and wife, you know, I teach chatanim also, right? We give chatan classes. So one of the classes I teach is how to fight. Because if they think there won't be any fights, so they're in a la-la world. Yeah, there will be arguments, there will be... But you have to know how to do it in the right way. So first of all, Kev, not to say, you don't answer. You need to fight. If you shut up, everything's okay. He could say, I'm sorry. Like I did, I said a story here that I heard from Moshe Tzafati. He was there and he told me the story. You won't believe this. I said it here a few times. It's amazing. That once the Moshe Tzafati and Frida, his wife, were in the car with the Rav. They were sitting in the back seat. And the Rav and the wife were in the front seat. The Rabbanit was driving. And the Rabbanit was screaming at the Rav and all kinds of things. Screaming at him. And he's sitting like this. Atzodeket, you're right. For a long time. And Moshe Safadi told me they were so embarrassed. They're sitting there and they're, it's their Rav, Rav Shalom. And his wife is screaming at him. And Moshe said, if it was me and my wife, either I would have opened the door and throw her out or jump myself outside. So embarrassed. It was embarrassing so much. And Rav Shalom just said, Tzodeket, Ken, Betah, Tzodeket, Nachon, Zelo Beseder, and he has the Tshuva, da da da. Yeah. And then it takes out the, in Hebrew he says, Motzita Avir HaMifrasim. Takes out the air from the, Kitzu. She has no more air and calms her down. Tzodeket, if you say it too many times, but then she starts getting angry, why are you saying always I'm right and you don't do anything? Obviously you have to change and everything, work on yourself or whatever. Okay? But not the answer. What do you have to answer back? Don't excuse yourself and don't say you're right.
Doesn't work to even say I'm sorry. I'll be better next time, she said. I heard that before. Yeah. Sometimes doesn't do any good to say
yeah,
that.
So fine, each one has to know how to deal, but definitely not the answer. To answer back is the worst thing to do. Okay. Also, like we said before, regarding money, the wife did a mistake, a financial mistake, and she lost the money or whatever. So what? Shtuyot. Kesef va, kesef olech. Money comes, money goes. We stay, right? In the meantime? They asked Abizera lived a very long life. The students asked him, what was your schus to live such a long life? He said, I was never machpid in my house about anything. Never machpid in the house. Everyone knows that when someone's machpid, so it's hard to go with mother. After a few pedas, heart stops working. Now, the husband's the one responsible for the money in the house. Everyone knows that, right? And if the wife is nervous that he lends money out or he does sucker with his money, he doesn't have to tell her. If you do it in a way, she doesn't have to know. He knows what he's doing. If he doesn't know what he's doing, maybe you should tell her. Some people, they're not the financiers of the house. The woman knows more than them. What's going on? But if he's responsible, he knows that he's giving this guy now 1,000 shekels, and he's fixed it. A woman should trust the husband when he knows what he's doing. Taking a loan, that could be a different problem. Maybe he should ask his wife before. But giving a loan and doing that, whatever he wants, his own money. If someone beats his wife, Beis Din puts him in cherem. Nidui, cherem. can't join the minion, knows how to talk to him, knows how to walk in his 4 hours.
That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
What's not true?
If a husband beats his wife, in the Orthodox community, women oftentimes go to their wife, who's not trained to handle domestic violence, and you'll say, well, what did you do wrong at home?
So, I'm telling you what the halacha is.
Oh, the halacha.
I just talk halacha. I'm not talking about Gazan. If someone comes to me and tells me he beat his wife, first of all, I'll smack him across his face. Then I tell him, sit, you have to learn now, again, shalom.
Well, you're telling the Lord of already. What about throwing that out the window?
That's it, that's a better thing. Depends what floor you live on. So. A husband, he can't tell his wife not to put on jewelry and stuff. He can't tell her. He must allow her to put jewelry, to put on whatever she wants. Right? To go to her husband's house, to her parents' house, he can't stop her from going to her parents' house. To do chesed with her friends, to go to Bet Aver, to go to a wedding. Let her go. Can't tell her not to go. She wants, she can go.
Can you ask her to shop for jewelry?
Ask her to shop for jewelry?
Yeah. She knows what she buys.
Yeah, I know. I bought once my jewelry and I regret it. Oh, what do you buy? It's for 12-year-olds. I don't know. What do I know about jewelry?
At your age, it's still an insult, but if when you're 50, 60, or 50, you say, you're my permanent teenager.
Oh, it's a respect.
Yeah, it's a different.
If someone does a neder on his wife that she won't be able to go to an avel's house to pay a shidduch or to go to a wedding, he's obligated, he's chayav to go to a rav and nullify the neder or give her a gift. You can't hold her back from doing these things. But if there's a reason why, let's say it's a wedding, a mixed wedding, and he doesn't want her to go, he wants everyone to look at her, so then she can't go. He tells her, I don't want you to go. Lo shayach, it's anua, it is.
We have to say why.
Yeah, but there's a good reason. For example, it's not sneers, it's not sneers over there. If the husband doesn't want her parents or her siblings to come, he listens to the husband. Usually there's a good reason why not. Okay. If also the woman doesn't want the husband's relatives to come, okay, or she doesn't want to live near them, listen to her too. Very important, you live with a woman once. Why? Because you're not there anyways all day. Where are you? She lives there. You live in the yeshiva, not really at work in the yeshiva. You don't live at home. You come home at the end of the day for a few hours. She's home, she's dealing there, everything. Anyways, you do it with, it's good if there's an argument, you go to Chacham, someone who knows what he's talking about, not all these rabbis. Rabbanim, like I should say, Rabbanim. Bad sons. A lot of Rabbanim. You go to someone who knows what he's talking about. If someone has too much money, wants to lose it, so he should cause machlekes in his house, then he'll lose all his money. What's love? What's ahava? Lashon HaKodesh, Ahava ze metina. Ahava is to give from what you are to the other. That's what we see in Kriyat Shema. Ve'avta et Hashem Elokecha, ve'lev Hashem Agad. Yishlav Hashem Agad, v'chol levavcha, v'tirtu yitzarim yitzatom yitzah, v'chol nafshecha, even if Hashem takes your soul, v'chol nevodecha, with all your money also. That's love. So also husband and wife. But why, when a woman gets hurt, she tells her husband, you don't love me. Because you're not giving me what I need. You don't love me. What's you don't love me? You're not giving me what I need. Ahava ze netina. Love is to give the other. As perfect examples, our children, we give them everything. Everything. Why? Because we love them. We give them our lives. Before one got married, he thought he's the boss. He got married, he realized that his wife is the boss, and then when he has children, they become the boss. He does everything what they need. All decisions, where he's going to live, what he's going to work out, as with school, everything, the way his house is going to be, everything is according to what he wants his children to grow up. So now, also, if her husband has to go for a long time to chutz la'aretz, or away from the house, he has to do it in a nice way, and he has to not to forget her and send her letters or texts or whatever it's called, emails today, and little gifts. And when he comes, of course, you have a big gift even. And if it's Shana Yishayna and he wants to go, let's say, to his Rebbe, let's say to Rabbi Nachman or any other Rebbe that people go to Rebbe's on Rosh Hashanah, not only in Breslev. He has to ask his her mechila that she'll let him go. That's why in this yeshiva, before they go to shiduchim, the first question they ask is, she gonna let me go to Uman every year? If yes, I'll meet her. If not, kol tov shalom. Legitimate, no? Before they meet, even. First thing, so but shana rishana, you have to ask permission from your wife. Afterwards, you can do whatever you want. Do it in a nice way. Why destroy the house? Can? Okay. And also, if you're going Shana Yishana and she lets you go for a short time. You don't go for a long time. You go to the Rebbe, you go for a short time. Go right before, come back right after. So, that's it. These were the halachot.
Would you, if you're serious about having to ask about going to Uman?
About what?
You're serious about going to Uman.
Yeah, why?
I'm just curious. So you want to know that before you meet the woman?
Me? No, I didn't know about Uman so much before I met my wife. But here they do that, yeah.